James Nord, a senior research fellow with the World Policy Institute for over 20 years, says that the U.S. labeling of China as a currency manipulator stands on no evidence, and that the devaluation of the yuan is in-time reflection of market volatility mostly triggered by U.S.-EU for a trade war.
I think that's a bogus charge. The irony of it is the very fact that Trump's threatening tariffs is what causes the Chinese currency to go down. It's market pressures. It's not the government intent to go down. In fact, now they're intervening to try to prevent it from going down more. But the more Trump threatens China, the more he's going to get the result that he'll then use as evidence to threaten China even more. That is, the more he'll drive down the currency, and then he'll use that effect of his own threats to justify further threats. So it's a kind of self-fulfilling prophecy.
He says China's central bank is just doing its job, which is to stabilize its currency.
The Chinese central bank does what most countries' central banks try to do, which is stabilize the currency. When the currency falls too much, they try to prevent it from falling. When it rises too much, they try to prevent it from rising. That's more or less what central banks all around the world do, because stabilizing currency is good for regular trade relations, for predictability of business and things like that. China's never had a policy of trying to drive its currency to extremes, which is what is implied by the charge of currency manipulation.
Nord says the real intention behind the U.S. designating China as a currency manipulator is to help justify its tariff policies against China and also to enable the U.S. side to gain more ground during the trade talks.
I think mainly Trump wants to have an excuse to put more tariffs on. He believes tariffs are beneficial in and of themselves, and so he is picking a fight in order to justify more tariffs. So I think Trump believes in tariffs as effective in their own right and as successful and useful economic policies. I don't see him giving up the trade war. I don't see a solution to the trade war. I think the trade war is indeed, as he said, he believes that a trade war is winnable, and so he intends to pursue it to what he thinks is victory.
Nord says he appreciates China's restraint and rational responses to the U.S. pressure and constant provocations, and he warns that fanning the fire for a trade war will crash world economy. For CRI, this is Chen Xiaoming reporting from New York.